All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with 2 hours of Chasing Sunsets, as I promised. So, let's get started. It doesn't work. I don't follow. Pregnia, the fertility treatment your mom is famous for, doesn't work. That's why Prizer is trying to shut down Polygene. That can't be right. Dad and Jay wouldn't have been born without it. It's all right here. Your mom knew for years. How could a lawsuit stop this from getting out? My guess is that their strategy is twofold. Get a gag order imposed during the lawsuit. And then gain access to Polygene files in the lawsuit discovery phase. If they can show Sarah's own research was based on her research with Prizer, they may be able to use her work to create a fertility treatment that actually is effective. How could this have happened? Seems like it would be hard to bullshit the FDA about this. It all begins with falsified data, and your mom found it. If you're right, we need to let George know right away. Let's head back. Mallory. Yeah? Thank you. I know it's not why I'm here. You could have sat on this, but you didn't. It might give George an edge. If nothing else, now we understand why this is happening. How can I thank you? Mallory blushes and looks self-consciously at the floor. Buy a girl a drink? Let's find George first and then we'll negotiate. Mallory's confidence reasserts itself and she shoots you a playful smirk. Better bring your A game. Who knows what I can barter a drink up to? Chuckle. It's over, Mallory. I have the high ground. You underestimate my power. You little closet nerd. Pot. Meat kettle. Oof. Walk you back to the pier via the bar? How could Mom's greatest accomplishment be a lie? Oh, there's that guy again. In the distance, the drone of an approaching motorboat can be heard. Shit, he's back! Gotta put everything back exactly the way I found it. By the time the Zodiac ties up, Jay is gone and the stateroom is back in order. Mostly. Oh shit. That was so close. I barely got my door shut before I heard him in the hallway. It's lunchtime in Boston. Tear Bear! How was the trip? You won't believe this. I got a selfie with Lexi during my layover at LAX. Oh, Lexi Diamante! Get the fuck out, give me! There she is! From Leap of Faith! Whoops. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god! I'm hyperventilating in the coffee shop. She was so down to earth. You're calling me tonight with all the deets, all of them. But I've been on the edge of my seat about the other thing. He tried to protect you, but he did tell the truth. More than he bargained for. What do you mean? Remember his journals? Yeah. I might have found the one from the night he left. Oh. Now I know where that thong from Victoria's Enigma went. Yeah. Relax, Tear Bear. I'm not pissed. I told you I didn't want details. Well, you got them anyway. What are you gonna do now? I haven't decided yet. For now, I'm keeping my options open. It's been 5 years. A lot could have changed. I can't believe the old Grimm isn't in there still. And if anyone can drag it back out, it's you. More questions than answers, but what did I expect? I think Tara's right. It was stupid to think this would be easy. But good things are worth fighting for. Oh. Oh, okay, that's chapter 2. Now there's 7 of them here. I haven't installed chapter 8 because chapter 8 is 6 gigs. Yeah, that's bigger than a lot of games. Not the AAA, but a lot of the indies. Alright, so Mallory. Mallory is interested in you, and Mallory enjoys including you in her research. So it's 5 out of 5 and 4 out of 5. Trust, 7 out of 10. Jay would like to work together for control of Polygene. Love, Jay fears the brother she once loved is gone. Chapter 3, Hide and Seek. Polygene Headquarters, Boston, Massachusetts, 3 years ago. Well then, that's the last question on my list. There are still a few candidates left to interview, but you're an easy front runner. We're still a small company, but we have big plans. And getting in on the ground floor means a lot of upward mobility. There were only 6 of us a year ago when I signed on as a junior accountant. Now we're 350 strong, and I made CFO before 30. That's not me grandstanding. It's to illustrate how much opportunity there is here. If your resume reflects your work ethic, there's no limit to how high you can go at Polygene. Anyway, you'll be notified tomorrow if you've been selected. And I hope to see you in the mailroom on Monday. Thanks for the interview. It was a pleasure to meet you, Miss Hendricks. So what are you saying? Honey, I can't imagine how difficult this must be to hear. What questions you must have. This can't be right. Everything we went through, all of those specialists. Aaron and I tried everything. We'd given up. That's why we were approved for the trial in the first place. Maybe it was just Aaron's time. Maybe the stars aligned. Stars aligned? We'd lost hope. Love, I don't know how or why. The only thing I know for sure is it wasn't Pregnia. It had to. Oh, hey there, buddy. How long have you been listening, sweetie? You're talking about Jay, aren't you? Is something wrong with her? Shh. No, there's not a thing wrong with her, darling. It's just that your sister is a bit more of a miracle than we thought. What? What, has she got like powers or something? I'm thinking about a different miracle at the moment. What's that, sis? How your body reacts to my scent after being away for 5 years. The dream phase. Oh, okay. Boy, that was pretty close. I mean, I was like, damn, we're gonna rush it just that much? The dream fades as you are startled awake, but the scent of Jay's arousal still lingers. What?
Yeah.
I'd forgotten overhearing that conversation. Mom knew her drug didn't work even then, and so did Dad. I knew it was the truth as soon as Mallory said it. You glance down at your almost painful erection and roll your eyes. Christ, a few more minutes and my sheets would have been emergency laundry. Where the hell did that even come from? Fiona's freak show text message. Fiona, if I'm gonna send the first welcome dick pic ever, it's as good a time as any. Either way, I need to get up or I'll just fall asleep again. As you fight the cobwebs, the dull pangs of low-grade alcohol poisoning make you wince. Especially after drinking so much. What happened last night? What happened last night? Well, I'm alone in my own bed on the sunset. That's a good sign. You glance at your phone. 7:30 in the morning. Breakfast will be ready soon. Must have added Mallory's number last night. Damn, what did happen? You know what? I don't think so. Shower, then breakfast. You step into the corridor just as Jay leaves the bathroom wrapped in a towel. Morning, sis. Without looking back, Jay pauses. She's got beautiful green eyes. Sweet dreams, Grim? Huh? In horror, you realize that you just walked past your sister with a visible erection. Oh! Shit! You hear annoyance in Jay's voice as she continues towards her room. You're sharing the restroom with two ladies now. Maybe act like it? You beeline towards the bathroom in embarrassment. Snickers. Closing the door, it only takes you a moment to realize you're not alone. For a moment, the mutual awkwardness of the situation leaves you both speechless. To your relief, Mallory looks more amused than outraged. Look who won a three-legged race with himself. Don Julio, I presume? And this must be Junior. Don Julio? Oh, tequila. Well, that answers everything. Realizing Mallory just got the same show as Jay, you adjust yourself. Guess Jay forgot to lock the door on her way out. Oh, sorry, you're doing your business. I'll come back after you're done. Nah, I can't have you roaming the boat at full mast. It's a safety issue. Besides, I finished up just before you and Mini-Me barged in. You catch a brief glimpse of her smooth sex as she stands and buttons up. Mallory's playful smirk isn't quite subtle enough to make it seem unintentional. Don't worry, the concept of bathroom privacy is pretty new to me anyway. But you should take care of that in the shower before it becomes a trip hazard. With a mischievous smirk, Mallory squeezes past you and into the corridor. I'll give you two some alone time. Don't miss breakfast! The seas are calm, but there's enough breeze to tame the morning sun's heat. Looks like we both had plans for these deck chairs this morning. Mallory! It's so beautiful here. I never imagined I'd start my day in swimwear. Mm-hmm, it's certainly growing on me. Mind if I lay out next to you? I figure if we're sharing a bathroom, we can share the loungers too. Look, I know we didn't start off on the best foot. It's not like I made a great first impression either. In my defense, nobody can push my buttons the way Grim can. He's a complicated boy. You have no idea. So, what's so important that you two had to meet last night? Grim didn't tell you? No, but you guys got back pretty late. True. Oh boy, I really want to tell you, but it involves you personally. Involves me? How? This would be better coming from family. I see. But I'll tell you if you insist. Jay considers it for a moment. I appreciate that. Will I be upset? I don't know you well enough to answer that yet. Coming to a decision, Jay smiles reassuringly. Thanks for giving me the choice, I'll wait for Grim. Still, the fact that it took so long to discuss has me a bit worried. Oh, it didn't. After I shared it with Grim, I might have guilted him into buying me a drink. And then... Let me guess, things got real and he ran off on you? What? No. Mallory looks uncomfortable and seems to have difficulty making eye contact. Karaoke. Wait. What? Karaoke happened. But poor Grim, he's either tone deaf or slightly retarded. Jay stares at Mallory incredulously for a moment, before bursting into laughter. My brother Grim, yes, singing, and in public, in a crowded bar. Okay, I need you to tell me everything. How bad was it? Well, remember that Just a Friend song? Oh, baby, you got what I need. Oh, no! I'm gonna butcher it, too! Oh, my God, yes, it couldn't have been that bad. It was worse. It was so much worse! Sharing a laugh at your expense, any lingering tension between the two women evaporates. Good morning, ladies. Is there room for another? It's been some time since I've had feminine company with my morning tea. Jay shades her eyes and gazes in shock at the beautiful topless woman standing above them. Sure. Good morning, Sophie. Sophie? Sophie Allard, sweetheart of one Oliver Fournier, somehow the captain of this fine vessel. Oh, that's his wife. Oh, you're Miss Naughty. Pardon? I'm sorry, I just met Le Capitan last night. He seemed the roguish sort. I might have called him a naughty captain to his chagrin. Ah, but it is true, only such a rascal could capture my heart. I'm Jay Campbell, and it seems you've already met Mallory Chapman. Oliver told me of your arrival, but I would know you anywhere. Sarah was never shy about sharing photos of her little ones. I hope you got that bikini for half price, Sophie. The other half is missing. But we are away from gawkers on the shore. Why get tan lines? It's not just Oliver here now. George and Grim are lurking around here somewhere. So let them look. Even your mother rarely wore a top at sea. Wait, my mom? No way. She was just way too reserved to walk around. Oh, okay. So that's how they did things on the boat there. With her tits out. It's practically an unwritten rule on the Sunset. It's good enough for me. Mallory nonchalantly removes her top and stretches. Mallory! I suppose Grim will be in the shower for a while. Maybe just 5 minutes. I'm not going to be the boat's prude. Then I'll just excuse myself for breakfast. And I do hate tan lines. The shade of smoked tree has always demanded sacrifice. First time's the hardest, darling. Then you'll wonder why you ever paid for the whole bikini. I don't think we have to worry about that. Nervously, Jay removes her top but leaves it balled up in her hand. They're both so casual about it. Maybe I do just need to chill a bit. Relax, you look like Chris Hansen just asked you to take a seat. I'm just a little out of my comfort zone. Breathe, Jay. You're in paradise now. I'll try. Jay lays back and feels the sun on her exposed torso. This is nice. By the way, that reminds me of that AI. Somebody did some AI images of Chris Hansen actually sitting down with the Predator. And he was a child predator. It was the real Predator, but he was a child predator. And they caught him. And of course he's like, no, no. And they still locked him up. And it's the Predator in jail. I'm like, good God. And it's really lifelike too. That's the problem. This AI is so good that it can literally make shit look real. This is nice. Before long, you'll look forward to this as the best part of the day. I'm becoming a believer. Well, well, what have we here? Oh, are they... topless? Did the universe just divide by zero? Greedy. The unknown woman seems to sense your presence and winks slyly at you. Ah, Grim, bonjour. Jesus Christ on a cracker. Just kill me now. Jay, darling, you're making it weird. You, pick your jaw up off the deck. Or don't. And you, stop acting like the boy hasn't seen a pair of tits before. He hasn't seen mine. So, who wants breakfast? Our sophomore year, Grim trick-or-treated in his football uniform. It says, talk nerdy to me. And hers just is pineapple and it has a pineapple. I was looking at a meme. And there was this guy, and he was just wearing it was just a slice of pizza. There was nothing special on it. It didn't say pizza. It was just a slice of pizza. And I was like, that's a really lame fucking shirt. Like, honestly, I like shirts with, you know, things on them. Like, I'm wearing different little Kirby's right now, and there's some kanji at the bottom. It's just a different bunch of Kirby's. And, you know, people can tell what that is. But one slice of pizza, it doesn't say anything. But you say, hey, I like pizza. Yeah, I had pizza today. Doesn't mean I'm going to get a slice of pizza on my shirt. Anyway, back to the game. It's cold as tits outside and he's underweight, so he's scarfing down candy like a hyena. On the edge of a diabetic coma, he stashes a half-eaten candy bar in his waistband. Totally forgets about it. Later, we run into some friends who introduce us to vodka. Ooh, I remember my first time with vodka. Ex-friends. God, if Mom ever found out. Right. Anyway, we both got sauce, stagger home, and pass out on my bed. Oh, no! Oh, yes. While Grim is sleeping it off, the candy bar in his shorts melts. I wake up with Grim spooning me, and there's runny chocolate everywhere. He She starts yelling, "You straight up shit in my bed, Grim!" Chaos ensues, fists and feet flying everywhere. Some of my bruises had bruises. Wait, so you woke up ass to crotch with your actual brother in a fuzzy memory. And the mess in your bed is what triggers you? When you put it that way, I probably shouldn't have opened with that one. Are you kidding? You must have hundreds of embarrassing Grim stories. I need to hear all the things. So many stories. Oh, I should tell you about the time he asked Mary Kinsey to homecoming. Comedy or a tragedy? Both? Yeah, definitely both. Give it a rest, sis. I've upped my game since then. I'm gonna have to give this one to Grim. He's definitely got some game. Jay's smile fades slightly as Mallory winks at you. I'll try to only use my powers for good, but if it will shut you two up... You spot an attractive Asian woman attending to the breakfast spread. Oh, really? See the lady over there? The one that's totally out of your league? Watch and learn. You turn to greet the woman with a nonchalant wave. Excuse me, miss. With a resigned nod of acknowledgement, the woman approaches your table. I'm Chef Tanaka. Is everything to your liking? It's amazing. First time in life I'm sad the eggs are gone. If I get fat on this boat, I'll know who to blame. If you get fat on my watch, it's because you're cheating on me at restaurants ashore. Her broad smile fades as she turns her attention to you. Now, what do you need? I just wanted to introduce myself, chat a little. If you're lucky, I might even buy you a drink. Low effort fuckboy talk. Does this usually work for you? Oh, she's Asian. You gotta play a little harder. Fuckboy. Coming at me with that girly wax chest and ridiculous hair. What's wrong with my hair? Throw some ultra Chad line at me as if there's only one way this could go. It's Grim, actually. Jay and Mallory lose all restraint on their snickering. So I'm supposed to be flattered, right? I'm gonna assume that's rhetorical. It really isn't. I'll tell you what. Chat me up when you outgrow this man-child phase. Okay, that's just rude. If you need tips, talk to literally any other guy on this boat. Damn, did I fuck that up? I just said... Wing it? Excuse me, miss. Okay, the eggs. Now, what do you need? I just wanted to introduce myself, learn a bit about the crew. I'm not crew, I'm working and I don't have time for chit-chat. I'm sorry, did I offend you somehow? That silly wax chest and ridiculous hair is an offense to masculinity. Well, damn! What's wrong with my hair? Jay and Mallory lose all restraint on their snickering. That look might work for boy bands, but it looks absurd literally everywhere else. Savage. Now eat everything on your plate and try to grow some hair on that chest. Chief Tanaka turns on her heel abruptly before you have a chance to reply. Or, I keep saying chief, but it's chef. We might as well be chief. She fucking gave him... Is there anything? Can we do a dominant? Or do we just get fucked either way? You turn to greet the woman. Excuse me, miss. Now, what do you need? You stare assertively into the woman's eyes, only to find her returning your stare stonily. As good as breakfast was, it's the chef that caught my interest. I could use a workout partner and need someone who can keep up with me. Yeah, I figure if we're going to be spending a lot of time together. We won't. We won't. You really think you can alpha me with that girly wax chest and ridiculous hair? What's wrong with my hair? Hold on. Throw down that ultra Chad staring contest with me? It's Grim, actually. That's where I'm supposed to go all weak in the knees, right? This is starting to feel like a setup. It really isn't. Tell you what. Come talk to me when you outgrow this man-child phase. Okay, this feels like it's personal. If you need tips, talk to literally any other guy on this boat. Well, damn, folks. There is literally no way we can win this. Being confident was the way that I originally went, so yeah. Damn, confidence did not work. Jay and Mallory explode into laughter as Chef Tanaka storms off. Oof, that's gonna leave a mark. What just happened? Looks like an unstoppable force just met an immovable object. Her loss. You tune out the girls' chatter, pondering where you went wrong. We'll have to leave for shore soon. Are you both ready? Actually, George, we need to talk about last night first. Can it wait? Daylight's burning. I don't think it can. About? Company stuff. Ah, Miss Chapman's call. Then I guess you two had better come with me. Get comfortable while I tell Oliver we'll be delayed. Sure. George leaves the room and Jay looks at you uncertainly. Yeah, uncertainly. Alright, I was making sure. Mallory said this has something to do with me. What's going on, Grim? It's really nothing to worry about. It's actually pretty cool. Cool? What do you mean? Mom found proof that pregnancy wasn't a factor in your mom's pregnancy with you. What? Mallory found Mom's personal notes. It seems you just beat the odds. It made me recall a memory of Mom and Dad talking about it shortly after the wedding. Wow. It's a lot to take in. You deserve to know. Thanks for telling me. Alright then, Grim. Care to tell me what's going on? Mallory was going through Mom's personal files and dug up one of her side projects. Interesting. I wasn't aware Sarah was pursuing anything besides her patent. Apparently, Mom found irregularities in the pregnancy test just before she left Prizer. Come again? She found evidence that pregnancy wasn't effective and spent her last years proving it. Wow. Pretty much how I felt. I'm sorry, my dear. How this intersects with you hadn't even occurred to me yet. It's fine, George, just a bit of a shock. If Prizer figured out the lead researcher for their cash cow had gone rogue, it explains everything that's happening right now. An introduction is in order, a bit earlier than planned. George pulls out his phone and pecks away at it, causing a large screen light up. A beautiful but professional-looking woman appears, looking mildly perturbed. I just uncorked a nice cab, George. Why do I get the feeling I won't be enjoying it? This couldn't wait, Lisa. Allow me to introduce Sarah's son, Grim, and James's daughter, Jay. The woman appraises each of you without speaking, offering a perfunctory smile. Nice to finally meet you. I'm Lisa Hendricks, acting CEO of Polygene Biotech. Your parents spoke of you often, and they left all of us with very big shoes to fill. Hi, Lisa. They didn't talk about work much at home, so you have us at a disadvantage. Before this is over, you'll understand all too well why they left work at the office. So what moved your timeline up on this call, George? Lisa, did Sarah ever share concerns about pregnancy with you? Lisa looks confused and a little surprised by the question. No. Should she have? I should have told you this sooner, but we have a guest aboard the yacht. What kind of guest? Mallory Chapman approached me a week ago with a compelling connection to Sarah. Mallory Chapman? Wait, as in 60 seconds Mallory Chapman? That's the one. She had proof that her father had worked closely with Sarah at Prizer. Christ, George, the same Prizer that just dropped a flaming bag of shit lawsuit on us? The timing is curious, yet it's because of her we have a working theory. Please enlighten me. Legal has been turning R&D inside out for the faintest whiff of Prizer IP all day. Sarah was collecting proof that pregnancy was ineffective and that Prizer knew it. No shit! Lisa stares at George in shock for a moment before bursting into laughter. So the punchline is that our founder was investigating her own invention. And we're up to our necks in this dumpster fire because Prizer caught wind of it? That's about the size of it. Tell me you have proof. Working on it. Good. We'll meet Tuesday and develop a plan from there. The day after tomorrow? That might not be enough time. It'll have to be. I'll charter a flight this evening. You're coming here? I'm not going to be sidelined on this one, George. So much is riding on... Lisa glances at you and your sister briefly. The outcome of your time there. I look forward to seeing you. Likewise, and one more thing. Yes? Find out who the prizer whistleblower is and follow the breadcrumb. Let's try that one again. Find out who this prizer whistleblower is and follow the breadcrumbs. We'll get that right. I'm done getting blindsided. I'll see what I can do. The screen goes black and George appears lost in thought. Change in plans indeed. We'll want to keep the circle of trust small. Grim, head over to the Polygene office and grab everything Sarah collected on Pregnia. Sure, Mallory knows where it is. Bring her with you. I'm upgrading your access to C-level. Jay's as well. Where do you need me, George? Go with them, but I want you on the HR angle. Find out who the prizer insider is. Things are going so well between us, this could bring us even closer. Okay, that's... Oh, you can't undermine her. We'll have better odds as a team. Been a few years since we tackled something together. Might even be fun. First time for everything. Like seeing three pairs of tits this morning wasn't fun for you. Oh, you were topless too? I legit can't tell if I'm more relieved or hurt right now. I got nothing. Republic of Tonalu, 1 hour later. I'm gonna have to separate you two if she just keeps telling stories. Oh, how about booze-soaked Halloween romp poses pregnancy puzzle for biotech heirs? Booze-soaked? Really, that's the part that triggers you? This office. What about it? Just how she arranged it. It feels right. So much of how she did things just speaks to me. Well, she was super organized. It makes sense to me, too. Yeah, maybe. Let's get started. Mallory inserts a USB stick into Sarah's computer as it restores from sleep mode. Logging in, she begins moving files to the portable drive. Good thing you were looking in the mom's past. We couldn't have connected the dots. Happy accident. Or blind luck. I have my own reasons for being here. I haven't forgotten that. Is this going to take a while? They're just your mom's personal folders. Not long at all. There may be more on the server farm, but my access is locked down to this PC. Amanda would make short work of this. My best friend, she has a rare variant of Rett syndrome. A rare variant of what now? It's a type of autism, but her case is unusual. There's still a beautiful mind in there. Well, since Kevin Flynn and Amanda were both unavailable today, just grab what you can. Then we'll see if Jay needs any help in HR. I thought I felt some tension between you two in Boston. Did something change? Turns out talking through our issues actually helps. Who knew? No way. And don't think I didn't catch that Tron reference, you epic fucking nerd. Mallory suddenly pauses a moment, contemplating. Find something? Maybe. Did your mom keep paper notes? Lots, for important stuff. Digital security was one of her pet peeves. Look at this. You look over Mallory's shoulder at the screen in front of her. It's to Dad. One step closer, I'll bring proof with me back to the boat tonight. No electronic communication after this, darling. I love you. Yeah. There's a mark on the floor. Looks like something heavy was moved from there. Like a safe or a file cabinet. My thoughts exactly. Let's check with security. I've got your mom's personal files, ready when you are. Let's hope the guard on duty remembers something. My baby don't mess around because she loves me. Okay. Yep. That's ludicrous. Excuse me, sir? Christ, kid, you scared the shit out of me. You seem pretty focused on whatever that was. Sorry, she's been quiet around here since that court order shut us down. Uh-huh. So, gonna need a couple things from you. Restrooms are over there. Ugh. Did George Worthwent send over our credentials? Looking. Yeah, last night. The security guard's expression changes to shock as he reads. You're Grim Campbell? Sir? Yep, And about those things I needed. Of course, sir. Please raise Ms. Chapman's records access to include everything except HR, finance, and R&D. And expand her building access campus-wide minus the labs. I'll just have to clear that with... Right away, sir. Mallory looks at you with gratitude and surprise. Now, was anything removed from Dr. Campbell's office after the accident? The guard ponders for a moment before brightening. Yes, sir. Her file cabinet was moved to storage A. I guess we're off to storage A, then. Well, wait. I'll have to let you in. I should have unrestricted facility access. The knob is busted, so it only opens from the outside. We keep it padlocked for safety. Lead the way. Here you go. I'll leave the door propped open for you. Thank you, Mr. Jeff. Jeff Bircher, sir. Thank you, Jeff. We'll let you know when we're done. Just remember not to close the door until you leave. I'll lock it back up after I finish my rounds. Sure thing. With a nervous wave, Jeff leaves the two of you alone once again. I know I haven't told you everything, and you still raise my access. Why? Yeah, there are things you're not telling me. But I don't feel like you're working against us, just protecting yourself. I am protecting myself, I mean. I haven't lied to you yet. Not letting me in won't work forever, though. Mallory appears conflicted and looks away. I know, thank you for helping me, even if I haven't earned it yet. Mallory's eyes roam the cluttered storage room. There, that's gotta be it. Cabinet's empty. Probably emptied for transport. I see lots of boxes on the shelves. The files may be in there. Or here, rather. Only one way to find out. Oh shit, the door! You grasp the door handle, but just spins freely when you twist it. The fuck? A multi-billion dollar company can't afford fire doors? To be fair, the guard was pretty upfront about it. I guess. Let's start digging through boxes while we wait for Jeff to come back. Sit with me. I'm sure he'll check up on us soon. The two of you begin searching through boxes looking for your mother's notes. You know, something about you doesn't add up for me. Oh, what's that? It hit me when I came topside this morning and saw you ladies... Oh, not Jarrell. You're such a boy. Still thinking about that? I'm surprised at how casual you were about a stranger seeing you like that. Why, they're just boobs. Well, in part because of your reaction when you... your contact lens came out in Aspen. I got the sense that you're very self-conscious, but then... Boobs. Ah, I see now. First of all, your premise is flawed. I gave you a wet willy, and the rules say that means we're not strangers anymore. Paybacks are a bitch. And the anticipation is killing me. Secondly, I'm a foster kid. My entire life has been sharing bathrooms and bedrooms. If I waited for privacy, I'd have never showered or changed clothes. And truth be told, I've always seen myself as mostly invisible anyway. Another irony, considering my career in journalism, right? Maybe, but you have to know on some level that you're a very attractive woman. I accept that some men are interested in my body. But I also know they don't see the real me. Can I ask why your eyes are a sore subject for you? Mallory looks at the floor for a moment before speaking in a low voice. My first memory is waking up with a hand over my mouth and nose. My father's hand. I struggled, of course. That's beyond fucked up. I was so small compared to him. Nothing I did mattered. His eyes weren't even angry, just cold. The same look he had when washing dinner scraps into the disposal. If Mom hadn't come in at just that moment... What kind of monster does that to a child? After Mom got him to stop, she begged to know why. He said it was her fault for bringing a freak into the world. He was gonna clean up her mistake. I thought you were a reminder of his supposed mistake. That was his superpower, really, projecting his flaws onto others. At least he didn't put his hands on me again after that. From then on, he mostly relied on gaslighting and emotional abuse. I'm really starting to hate this guy. He was relentless, and it didn't take long for Mom to break. About a month before he kidnapped me, he tried to break me. I'm not sure I want to know. One day a stray puppy followed me home from school. and again the next day. It became our little ritual. He had a stripe of black fur on his face, so I called him Bandit. Mom was catatonic by then, and Dad just ignored him, or so I thought. Bandit was my one source of happiness. We had a lot in common. Unreliable parents, for starters. That. And different colored eyes, one blue and one green. Oh no, I'm getting a real bad feeling about this. Yeah. Dad let that dog into my life just long enough to love him. Then he slipped rat poison into the scraps I set aside to feed to him. I don't even have words for this. Mallory finally looks up, but there are no tears, just a sad smile. I still keep a little tuft of his fur in a locket to remember him by. Dad turned my love into a death sentence and even made me the executioner. But the reminder of Bandit I carry everywhere in my eyes. He knew I'd relive that pain every time I looked in the mirror. So when I could afford them, I walled the memory off behind contact lenses. His mark on your self-image is all that's left of him that's not rotting in a grave. I know that scars like this just can't just be wished away. But I also know Bandit loved you unconditionally, exactly the way you are. He was a dog, Grim. He'd love a telemarketer if it fed him. Okay, I like you the way you are. That won't change because of some tinted plastic. Mallory looks intently at you as if searching for the lie on your face. I'll try. The faintest hint of a smile tugs at the corner of her mouth. Soon. The two of you return to rummaging, and time passes with both of you lost in your own thoughts. You're about to give up when something above you captures Mallory's attention. Project October, Grim. Can you reach that box? I don't think so. I don't see a ladder either. If you lift me up, I think I can reach it. It's worth a try. Gripping Mallory's hips, you're struck by the soft smoothness of her bare skin under your fingers. She's surprisingly light, and you think you feel her tremble slightly at your touch. As you hoist her, she wiggles, resting her ass against your cheek. Almost got it! Her fragrance surrounds you, but you also catch a faint hint of something more primal. She's getting turned on. Ugh, it's pretty heavy, hard to get a grip on. In spite of her modest weight, the awkward position quickly begins to strain your arms. Don't rush on my account. Got it! The box alters Mallory's center of gravity, and both of you are thrown off balance. Oof! Yep, definitely turned on. Oh my god, are you alright? She spins around so she's straddling you, but not without grinding slightly against you. I'm fine. My first tackle, how'd I do? Knocked the wind out of me a little. Interesting form. Where does it hurt? You point at your belly. Mallory gazes into your eyes for a moment with strange intensity. Wordlessly, she slides down your body and lifts your shirt. Without breaking eye contact, she lowers her lips to your abdomen and brushes your skin. Her soft breath caresses your belly and you feel blood rushing to your crotch. Better. Her breathing deepens and her cheeks begin to flush. Yeah, a bit. She appears on the verge of going further, but instead she straightens your shirt and grins. Anyway, let's have a look at our ill-gotten gains. Mallory's enthusiasm is contagious as you sift through the contents of the box together. Skimming the papers, you feel a twinge of sadness as you recognize your mother's script. It's definitely Mom's handwriting on this stuff. Yeah, but I don't see anything at all about pregnancy in here. Mallory begins paging through another notebook. This one is just procurement orders for lab equipment. Grim, check this out. What is it? This must be your mother's notes on what she was working on before the accident. CNS blood-brain barrier bypass and viral vector CRISPR gene replacement. CRISPR, huh? What the what? I have no idea what that means. If this was a breakthrough, your mom would have won a Nobel. Really? Jay will probably understand the broad strokes. George may have more details. That looks like that's all there is. Seems like Jeff should have returned by now. Yeah, I should have gotten his number. I could call Jay. She should still be in HR. That would be the fastest. Or I can call George and have him page the security guard. I'm not sure who got the short end of the stick today. This sucks. Hopefully Grim wraps up early and can give me a hand. The ways I would use that boy's hand. I'd better tap the brakes on that thought before I have to take another bathroom break. Jay answers the call but leaves it on speaker. Hi Grim, hope you're having a better morning. Well, yeah. She said, hope you've had a better morning than I have. We're done on our end, but... Let me guess, you need skin grafts after Chef Tanaka's epic burn this morning. That would actually be less embarrassing. Mallory and I are locked in storage A. Seems the security guard forgot about us. Locked in? How does a multi-billion dollar company not have fire doors? I know, right? You realize that I'm going to point and laugh when I come and let you out, right? Better believe I must call George rather than deal with your shit. Give me a minute. I needed a break from personnel record hell anyway. Oh, and speaking of George, he texted that we should meet him at the Overlook in an hour. Jay hangs up before you can reply and continues to page through employee records. To her shock, a familiar name finally jumps out at her. No fucking way! Tonalu Harbor Overlook. 30 minutes later. After paying the taxi driver, you find your sister already talking to George. I can't be completely sure, but it's not the most common name. It also can't be a coincidence that he's here. Be that as it may, we have a more immediate problem. Hi, George. Oh, we're all here. Did Miss Chapman come through? Their mom's notes all right, but I haven't had time to go over them yet. You hand George the folder with the USB stick inside. If she has what she thinks she does, we're in much better shape today than yesterday. Did you find our rat? Looks that way, Grim. Does he work in research? Worse, the mailroom. How's that worse? He could have had eyes or fingers on... He could have had eyes or fingers on anything that came through the Boston campus. Does he know he's been made? We need to ask him some questions. Well, that'll be hard. Why? Because we literally threw him off of the yacht yesterday. You've got to be kidding me. Mendez? If it's true, he's a compromised witness. That helps us. So that's the immediate problem? George hesitates for a moment. No. I had planned a simple task for you two today, but something urgent has come up. What do you mean? We don't advertise it, but much of Polygene's testing is done here. There are many reasons for that, but none of them are unethical. How is that a problem? Lisa says a canister with viable samples of your mother's patent was held up in customs. Aren't you worried they'll disappear? Nothing so sinister. But the refrigerant is limited and won't last through the night. The samples will perish. So what do you want us to do? I want you to recover them so that we can put them on ice at the annex. I don't understand. If we let those samples spoil, we won't be able to replace them until we're out of court. If this lawsuit is rigged against us, we may never get the chance. So you want us to... I want you to return here with that canister before the samples spoil. There's nothing dangerous or illegal about them. It's just red tape. And it's sensitive Polygene intellectual property. Are you asking me or Grim to do this? Both, either. I'll leave that up to you. How important is this, George? George considers his next words carefully. Her project is revolutionary. Mallory found something about Mom's project in the storage room. Something about gene therapy and crispy brains. The CRISPR method has limited effectiveness on brain cells due to the blood-brain barrier. Yeah, that's in the ballpark of what I read. If Mom solved that, it would rock the field of medicine. I don't know. I like them teaming up and working together, but I don't know. I don't know if I want to be competitive with her and all that. I don't really like that idea. That's not... I've done crazier things just because they were funny. Want to see what I do for revolutionary? I don't ask questions I don't want answers to. We'll be back soon. Oh, and while you're there, if you see a small rectangular package with my name on it, grab that too. Bonus points if you do. Hotel Grand Marino, Tonalu Harbor. Our friend at Logan says Lisa Hendricks just boarded a charter to L.A. L.A.? Then she's on her way here, obviously. That works for our purposes. She'll miss the real show in Boston. I don't think underestimating her is a smart play here. She knows the risk she's taking. Your point? She wouldn't do it without good reason. Can't imagine what that might be. The Paula Jean campus is practically a ghost town. Christian, who sat quietly nursing his drink up to this point, stirs. Grim contacted someone there last night. The Campbell kid? He's probably just met up with his sister or Worthwind. No, a brunette woman. Seemed familiar, but I couldn't place her. Did you follow them? No, Sebastian just told me to watch who comes and goes, not to play detective. Could be Worthwind is training the kid. She might have just been with marketing. Didn't seem that way. He showed up in a hurry and they left together a few minutes later. I don't like this. We don't need surprises. If Hendricks is coming here, it's no coincidence. Will you relax? If the dead science bitch's poodle wants to fly... If the dead science bitch's poodle wants to fly out and flex for the new owner's letter. In a few weeks, we'll all look back on this as a nice paid vacation. All we need to do is babysit the campus and keep an eye on succession. Do not disrespect Dr. Campbell. Both lawyers turn to look at Christian in surprise. Adults are talking. If I hear it again, you can learn to adult talk with your jaw Wow! If I hear it again, you can learn to adult talk with your jaw wired shut. The lawyer stares at Christian incredulously. You're threatening me? Christian stands and stretches before draining his glass. Yep. Don't do it again. Christian walks stonily toward the elevators. What's up his ass? Not sure what to make of that. But he is the boss's nephew, so maybe try not to provoke him. Commerce Pier 11, Tonalu Harbor, 1 hour later. This is the place. Let's see what we're working with here. Hi, Grim. Long time no chat. Oh, hey, Tara. Yeah, only half a decade. You know why. It was better this way. Was it? I wasn't going to be your 411 on my bestie. She says it's going really well over there with you, though. You aren't over her, are you? Don't feel like talking about it. Typical. You know what? Been thinking about the block on her phone. Yeah? Only a few people could have done that, and you sure ran off quick when I found it. You smelling what I'm cooking? You smelling what I'm cooking? Yeah, we smell what you're cooking, Rock! Is that why you texted? Nope. I just want her to be happy. And I don't see a way there for her that doesn't include you. In whatever form that is, I want to help. What kind of help? Who do you think she calls when she's noodling stuff? What happened to you not being the 411 on your bestie? Maybe I'm a sucker for star-crossed lovers and Mexican soap operas. I got this, but a little backup can't hurt. Smart man. Here's your first pro tip. It's your birthday in a couple days. How is that a pro tip? You idiot. That means it's her birthday too. You haven't lived together for 5 years, but there's no way she didn't get you something. Don't be that guy. Damn, you're right. Good save, Tara. All part of the service. You keep doing what you're doing and you won't need me at all. In the meantime, here's a little motivation to get your head in the game. Happy birthday to you. Oh. Okay. Oh, she's a redhead. Right now. Oh no, that's Jay. Really? Jay's sending her pics? I guess women send pics like that to each other. Wars have been waged over lesser asses. Go forth and conquer. Suicide Blonde. and this photo is getting locked behind a 50-character password with numbers and symbols. Back to the task at hand. Guessing the customs depot is further in. That's where they'll hold the shipment. There are more longshoremen on shift than I expected. One, two, three at least. Couple of ways to skin this cat. It's gonna take flawless timing to get in and out clean. Jay should be here at any... What are we doing? We doing Metal Gear Solid here or what? Jay should be here any minute, and then we can work out a plan. Hold up. You do a double take as you catch sight of Jay approaching the docks from the opposite side. The fuck is she doing? So much for the stealthy approach, unless... Jay makes eye contact with you across the distance and winks. What's she got up her sleeve? Walking sinuously towards the foreman, Jay effortlessly commands his undivided attention. One down, two to go, I guess. You sneak closer, taking cover behind nearby shipping containers. You can hear the foreman's voice interspersed with Jay's giggling. Creeping closer, you begin to make out their conversation.
No, ma'am, I'm sure if we saw a pot-bellied pig, we'd done something about it. I'm not going to explain to the boss how an animal ran off with 36 ounces of beluga caviar.
Caviar? My source in Odessa dried up months ago.
Can't help you there, ma'am. I hear some of the nicer hotels in town serve it. And don't take this the wrong way, but you look like you can afford it.
You nearly jump out of your skin as another much closer voice intrudes.
Hey, boss! There's that Carlisle shipment on ice in the holding cage. Put that idea out of your head, Vasily. But Carlisle wrote it off 3 days ago and it showed up this morning. There ain't nobody coming to look for it. You don't even know what caviar is. Please, third generation Russian boss.
Seeing her opportunity, Jay speaks up.
Oh my god, it's perfect!
If Grim found out I ate caviar with four men today, he'd be so jealous.
Oh, so you have a boyfriend.
Well, not yet, but a girl has needs, and he'll do. And he's not here right now, is he?
Well, you have a point.
There is a drawn-out silence while the men do the math in their heads.
So, miss, how long you on the islands for?
Not long enough, I think. Her tone oozes a filthy suggestiveness you didn't know she possessed.
And this boyfriend you're working on, he is here too?
Somewhere, I guess. I just can't seem to keep track of him. But if you see a guy with a hairless chest and a ridiculous haircut, that'd be him. Oh, you little. But now I know there are four of them.
I am starting to like my chances. Ah, fuck it. Break time. Gather the boys. Here are the keys to the cage, but I think I left it unlocked.
On it, boss.
Bring me a tin, Vasily. One tin only, please.
Aye, Captain.
You fucking ginger genius. You follow the dock worker's footsteps, careful to keep shipping containers between you. Vasily whistles happily to himself as he daydreams all the way back to the cage. You venture a peek as you hear the latch open.
Oi, you two, prepare to enjoy the flavors of the motherland.
Already enjoyed the flavors of your mother last night, Vasily.
Vasily seems unperturbed as his two friends laugh at his expense.
Very funny! See that stone fox of a Taurus with the boss?
Fuck me, you could bounce a coin off Oliver!
Plenty to go around, but keep your heads clear and make sure she's the only one drinking.
Play our cards right and this shift ends on a high note, for all of us.
Reflexively, you feel a growl form in the pit of your stomach, but you force it back down.
Looks like he didn't lock up after himself. I better make this click. Quick. As the voices move away, you enter the cage as quietly as possible. Crates are piled about the area, including several with a Polygene logo. A small refrigerated canister and a smaller sized package for George. Looking about, you spot the canister first.
This has gotta be it.
Sorry, George, if I don't find your package in the next few seconds, you're out of luck. You're just about to leave when you spot a plain brown wrapped box on the ground.
This must be it. It has his name on it.
Package in each hand, you're about to run for it when you hear a voice approaching.
One tin only, Vasily. Stupid joke, and I knew it wasn't enough.
Fuck! I can't get cornered in here. The jig's up. I might as well give myself the most escape routes. Vesely stares at you in surprise.
What are you doing here?
Glancing over the man's shoulder, you see Jay staring back at you in panic. For the moment, the other men haven't noticed you yet.
Just looking for my girlfriend. In the goodie locker?
Well, where do you keep your girlfriend?
I don't have a... Wait a minute, you have a ridiculous haircut! Guys, we have a sneaky not boyfriend!
The three men turn towards the sound of Vasily's voice.
Grab him while I call the police!
You feel the familiar tinge of adrenaline coursing through your body. Vasily tenses to tackle you while the other two dock workers head in your direction. While the foreman reaches for his phone, Jay gestures towards a nearby shipping container. Just before she disappears behind the shipping container, she points at her face.
What the?
Suddenly, you understand what she's driving at. The green one! I hope you know what you're doing. Dodging Vasily's tackle, you make a beeline for the gap between two containers. You sprint down the pier, parallel to the containers and towards Jay. Reaching the container she marked, you listen nervously as the longshoremen begin their search.
Where is she?
Suddenly, the shipping crate door opens and a hand darts out, hauling you inside.
This is insane, sis. We need to get out of here.
That's exactly what they'll expect. They're watching the perimeter. They're going to search the containers, Jay. I would. Looking around the container, you see it piled high with boxes. We can hide behind these, but if they do more than open the doors, we're fucked. As if on cue, you hear the shipping container next to yours being opened.
Give me those.
Jay grabs a canister and box from you and slides them out of sight between two crates.
Now what?
Suddenly, the door to your container squeals as somebody outside works the handle.
Fuck.
Shh. Jay pushes you behind the stack of boxes and backs in against you. The fragrance of her hair and ass pressing against your crotch makes your mouth go dry. Great. 5 years for getting my attraction to her out the window in seconds. As if sensing your thoughts, you feel your sister press against you even more suggestively. You both jump as you hear Vasily's voice just a few feet away, but he's mumbling to himself.
Let them chase their tails. I'll just lay low for a bit and enjoy the rest of my break.
Fuck, of course he camps out in our container. You try to breathe silently, but thankfully Vasily appears fond of talking to himself.
You knew she was out of your league, Vasily. You fall for it every time. Out of the boss's league, too, though.
Without thinking, you place an arm around Jay's belly, drawing her in.
Shh.
There's something weirdly intimate about this. We're inches from getting caught, but all I can think about is how close she is right now. To your dismay, Jay begins to grind against you almost imperceptibly.
Is she?
Oh, no. In response to her movement, your cock begins making its own decisions. In fact, if she feels it, I'll never hear the end of it. Suddenly, Jay freezes.
And she felt it. Fuck!
Soft moan. You freeze, praying Vasily didn't hear, but he just continues talking to himself.
It was worth it just to see Rob choke on that caviar.
Little minx, maybe I can get her back a little. You lower your mouth so close to Jay's ear that you feel her hair tickling your nose. Blows softly. The reaction is instantaneous. Jay's body goes rigid against you. In the dim light, you can see goosebumps erupt on her skin. Let's see how she handles this. Moving her hair aside, you leave a trail of soft kisses against the skin of her neck. Jay's body quivers as she writhes against you. Holy shit, she's gonna lose it if I'm not careful. As you finish your final kiss, you taste her skin with the tip of your tongue. Jay spasms so forcefully, she nearly pushes you into the concealing boxes. She presses back against you so hard for a moment you worry that you cross the line. Suddenly, she goes limp in your arms, barely supporting her own weight. What just happened? The two of you stand in silence until you feel her breathing return to normal. If I didn't know better, I'd say she had an orgasm or close to... I almost got us caught. I hope this asshole leaves soon. Fortunately, you don't have to wait much longer.
Better do an inventory and figure out what the kid stole.
Ginger Skank was right. He does have a ridiculous haircut. You listen as the container door closes and the dock worker's mumbles fade. Let's get the fuck out of here.
I need a minute. Jay drops into a crouch as if catching her breath.
Something wrong, sis?
Jay looks up at you with narrowed eyes.
Oh, it's on.
I don't know what you're talking about. We'd better get this stuff back to George.
Tunnelu Harbor Overlook, near sunset. Ah, there you are. How'd it go?
I think we got what you were after.
Very good, Grim.
It was a team effort.
Even better.
George ignores the canister for the moment and unwraps the second box impatiently.
I thought we were worried about the refrigerant.
Yes, yes, we have plenty of time for that. You are holding your mother's prototype treatment for several spectra of autism, by the way. The shift foreman just called and told me you were on your way back.
You mean...
Yes, I wanted to see how you two would handle this.
So I could have just identified myself and the foreman would have just handed us the boxes?
Certainly, that's not what happened.
We kind of stole them.
George finally frees his box from the packaging, revealing a carton of snack cakes. Canada exports these to every country on the planet, except this one, apparently. I feel like one of those has my name on it after rescuing them from customs.
No.
The brain dead suggestion aside, the lesson here is more complex than it might appear. There was no right or wrong way to complete the task, but there was a less risky way. You could have told us all we needed to do was ask. The goal of our time together is to eliminate any need for hand-holding you two. This should also serve as a primer as what to expect going forward.
So how did we do?
As I said, you succeeded, and more importantly, you succeeded together. We just need to refine your instincts on finding the most efficient path to your goals. I feel a bit stupid right now. Don't misunderstand me. I want you both to be fierce and fearless when you must be, but calculated and methodical when you can be. Sometimes doing the right thing can mean risking everything. Now enjoy the sunset, and we'll call it a day. Between you and me, I preferred our approach. We could have literally walked in and out like it was a grocery store. Where's the fun in that? Do you want to talk about what happened in the container?
Nah.
But I reserve the right to think about it. Her hand brushes yours as the two watch the sun dip below the horizon. That evening.
Okay, this is where we'll end it for now. Don't worry, there's another part.
Well, I'll be doing another part. I'll be doing it actually tomorrow, but you're going to get both parts today. So, yeah, it's one of those things where you're going to be getting these and the normal games that we do on Tuesday, you lucky bastards. Sorry, I can't do any discipline because, you know, I'm doing all this. But we'll get discipline rolling because I said I was going to get back to discipline. But I know you guys, you know, some of you guys really want to see that end. And I do, so we can get in a Great Deceiver later. But it doesn't seem like it's going to be a right away thing. At any rate, this is a Grimlord, and I'll see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Chasing Sunsets. Stay tuned.